Climate Town Board will meet Wednesday, August 9th at 1:01 PM at the Town Hall for the purposes of working on the 2024 budget. We hold these through the year. Towards the end of the year, they're workshops that we can start formulating our budget for 2024. You guys can see Susan's put together a tentative start to it with some of the known projected costs or budget lines. You guys also received a letter from Senator Belzkowski that our shared revenues this year are going to be at $89,805.
That's a supplemental.
Supplemental. $133.
Credit where credit is due. Senator Belzkowski was the only one who gave me a substantial response to my letter regarding that issue. I communicated with our representative Swearingen, with the governor's office, and with Senator Belzkowski. And she was the only one who caught fire.
I was surprised to get the notice. It was sent directly to my home. And I got to give her credit for letting us know, and I'm sure she let other towns know what was going on with it, so.
And now she knows where you live.
Yeah, well, I'll have to move. And a lot of this, you know, we'll work on at upcoming meetings, but Susan has got in here a lot of the costs, such as our Social Security, Medicare, retirement fund, the insurances, you've already checked on that.
Yeah, a couple of notes. The retirement went up 0.1%. The insurance board, health insurance board meets later next week, but they're saying it's going to be a 6% increase. Elections increase, we have four of those in 2024. And the same with the postage, just because there's already been two postage hikes this year, another one's coming next week. And then we'll have four elections plus the taxes.
Oh my God.
Plugged in just the existing salaries. Under general transportation, there's that loader contract payment, so I put that on there. One other, when we get to guess, so that was what some of those increases were. When we get to that part of fire inspections, we have a letter from Carl that his rates are going up. So that's mid-year this year, so that's part of the reason why that is overdrawn. So we need to plan for that for next year.
And I did ask the fire and ambulance department to put together, using this proposed budget for them this year. We'll do the same with the road department and the transfer station, so we can have all of that at the next meeting, hopefully, and then start preparing or seeing what it is that we can and can't do.
Great to have them involved, come in and
yeah,
see what they're looking at. And then I put the amount of that loan payment on there. That was in Wisconsin towns, especially with the increase in shared revenue. The general transportation aid is not going to be increasing.
So they increase the shared revenue, but then don't don't increase transportation.
Well, and that's what they said, there was kind of that, they gave one way and they had to take somewhere else, so. So that'll stay at $27.34 per mile.
Yeah, they'll send us the actual notification here probably in a month or two. I guess if you guys have any questions or things that you want us to look into or add in there.
Yes, sir.
Can we?
Yeah.
Allowed anything for the,
We're at the meeting.
Extortion payment to Oneida County.
That's been being, has been paid out of the ambulance fund. There's not out of this general fund.
So we're down $291,000 next year. Wow. Getting a new ambulance, apparently. And just want to make sure we have allowed for it somewhere.
Well, and then we are gonna have to check into what our LifeQuest payments have been. We get paid for ambulance service, so Mike is gonna be getting that together for past years and then what we're aiming to get this year. So we can, at least we'll recoup some of that cost out of our work. But it's, yeah, still, you're not gonna be buying new ambulances.
No.
By spending that kind of money.
Well, I'm pushing at it from another angle.
Well, and then there's a meeting at the county on what, the 22nd?
Yes.
Yeah.
9:00.
And I plan on going, I don't know if you guys are, I'll notice it as probably possible for him there, but. On the 20.
22 at 9:00, it's, that's gonna be your emergency.
The ballot's final?
At what time?
9:00.
I think it's 9:00, but we'll double check.
That's our county board meeting.
Right, that's where they're meeting to talk about the EMS stuff.
Not at Villas County though.
Yeah.
Or are they? They're gonna meet with Villas County on this?
Yes, that's the agenda item.
Good.
That was the email.
And I will be there.
So I'll notice that. That's okay.
Just preliminary.
So I think in regards to that ambulance, I think we need to have another sheet sort of like this put together just specifically for that, so we're, although it's not part of the general fund, so that at least we're starting to see.
And what we're spending out of their money.
Okay. This. Overage on the cat and dog licenses. The $113.91, is that because we?
I think that's probably because of the rabies thing.
So I guess looking at next year.
Budget for it.
Budget for it.
Cause I take it they're going to do that again.
I may get a shot myself.
I thought you did that on the.
No, not yet.
I got mine. You're safe.
That's why I'm over here, I didn't.
So I don't know, when you schedule another one, but that was something, you know, that I gave input to Matt, that like Pete from the road should come in and Mike and Chris go over theirs and have, you know, have a full understanding of
what their budget is and where it's going.
Or their requests and what we're able to do. Transfer station, you know, is not, doesn't have a lot of control out there. You know, we've had a couple of really high tipping fee dumpsters. I mean, that one bill was crazy with the dumpsters, but you know, we just have more people in the summer and they're disposing of other things, so. I'm not trying to push him out, I just don't think like his expenses vary as much as the other three.
Checking, that's pretty much self-sufficient out there in terms of his costs and his income.
Right, you know, and that's the thing that, you know, I look at with Mike and Chris too. You know, not so much the lines every time, but are you still within your
Your overall budget.
Your actual remaining, right.
So I guess I'm just processing some thoughts on, because I like the way this is set up, Susan. So could we add columns to the left of your actual? That would be for prior years.
Prior year budget?
Prior year actuals. Because that, I would go five, because that way it would tell me and it'd give me a better average when making decisions here on the direction that we're going to say, like, you know, is it average out? Is it a ballpark figure of?
A couple of years will be easy. The rest will take a little bit more work, because that's when we were on the old system and not on. Just mentioning that.
Okay.
I'm
so
not
what,
sure
what
how.
Years would be easy?
For sure.
Well, at least.
Not sure. See, I have to check, because I'm not aware that they actually built a budget in that system. Just that was for accounts payable.
Well, how about if we just do the years that are readily available right now, and then as we go down the road, 2024, 2025.
Because you can still get an average over the last couple of years.
Right.
You know, and then you're, you know, if you go back for the year, the impact that COVID had.
Right. Yep. I guess look it over if there are any, you know, things that you want to add, see differently, and let Susan know and she can add it in.
And by the next time we have one, so there'll be some changes with our actual year, because of course this is as of 8/9. We'll be getting our August settlement from the county. Probably some other date coming in, and some of that'll look a little different.
All right, so I guess I just got some questions on the expenses. This would be the page two, the orange bar. The youth expenses, the elder programs. Oh, we had a budget, okay. So they haven't requested anything out of that?
No.
Typically, right, they haven't. A lot of times they don't, and then Nancy just sends it out at the end of the year, allocates it.
At the end of
12/31.
Okay.
Some too.
But now, if there are any youth programs, I know one year when the first big job came in for the Little League or something, you know, that's what that's for.
The only reason because this is budgeted, and the tribe budgets, there's different. They're on a fiscal year versus a calendar year,
right?
So, works is the youth program would be, his program would be done right now because it's baseball.
But I mean, that was just an example, but if there's, you know, something else in terms of youth programs going on or it could help, then fine.
Now, typically like the elder, what was that?
Someone go to Lakeland?
Some, yeah, some go to the Lakeland Senior Center and then some goes over to the Flambeau. Meals. And it was the same with the Lakeland Senior Center because they had a lot of, and they actually brought in.
Right, and they also sent us.
Of the people in and out of there, and there were a lot of Flambeau residents that used that.
But they had members sign in for their activities and looking over their rosters from events. They served 31 lakh Flambeau residents this year. Some come every week for card games, you know, so she tells us and sends us a flyer of what they're doing and so.
Roberta, was that for the, that letter you gave, you said that was for the budget here? What's that say? The Indian Bowl Board of Directors. I'd like to thank you again for your contribution, $1,000 in support of the Indian Bowl Powwows last year. We hope you continue support for the Powwows again in 2024. Contribution of $1,000. Which George and Brown, president, so.
Put that with everything.
It's like in their case, that $0 gave us here.
You guys thinking about a couple weeks on this, or?
Yeah. I'll give those other guys, you know, other people a chance to get something together. Looking at that, you know, the airport, we're not gonna have that until September. When we have the joint meeting. But these other ones, you know, we can see what comes in, maybe in a couple of weeks. It will be a little more extensive than what we got here. This is just what we have to start with.
Okay, so I know in meetings that there was a request for some supplemental assistance for the tribe. Are you going to throw those in there?
Well, we can try to put them in and see where we are.
Just categorically.
Right, and we didn't get the opportunity though to tell about the ones that we do, because I'm not sure that they even know that.
We did at one
that we do with the animal control and, you know, part of what we did this year with the clinic, vaccination clinic, and, you know, to know that there is youth funds and elder funds and the Indian Bowl and like our tourism and the stuff that goes over to the chamber. So I guess if you guys, I mean, kind of have to categorize it if you have a subject in mind.
Well, one of the things I know, this isn't even anything that they mentioned, is people come here for the fireworks. They love the fireworks here. So I don't know if there's any room to increase that a little. I remember, you know, I look back at somewhere along the line, we need to get, you mentioned it, tourism back here the way it used to be. We need to get the visitors here in order to spend the dollar, because if they're just passing through, that's just traffic, that's not any economical benefit.
So I think that's a thing that you take up with Brian, if we're giving them $10,000, the question is, some of these pass requests, what are you doing with that $10,000? You know, paying past bills, are you doing radio advertising, what station and when? You know, I feel that it's not my decision, it's actually up to you guys, but it's like this, someone comes in, it's specific, and I have no problem with this, the snowmobile club, not somebody who comes later and then, you know, it's like, well, what, you know, what is the use, what are you doing with those, I mean, holding everybody accountable like we're doing with our employees, so.
In case we get asked, in Warren's point.
Right.
So then I guess, I would suggest if it's Brian that comes in here for the tourism, he comes in here and tells, just no different than at this next meeting, and if they don't come in.
And you know, there was that discussion last year, and I was on the phone with him three times saying, our meetings are publicly noticed, they're in the paper, they're all over town. I feel that anybody that's depending on us for income, the heavy is on them to know when we budget and to come in and be a part of this. I don't think it's really our job to chase people around to say, hey, do you want some money? So, you know, we...
Well, I'm not asking.
But I'm saying that happened last year with Brian, and then there was some phone calls back and forth, and someone talked to him, and then he come in and remember we had it lower, and then we put it back up. So, anybody that depends on us for some income, you know, that's part of good business, that you know when we're starting to budget, you get your letters in, or you come in, or, you know, you're the hatchery, and you come in and say thank you, and this is what we're doing, and...
Thank you. We'd asked for that 4 years ago and nothing has happened on it.
Okay, so what I'm going through this, the library expense, which is Jean, okay?
Yeah.
She's not been well, but maybe she could, somebody from the library board could come in here and explain. Just
sure.
Explain.
We do get a list from them.
Okay. So then, 4th of July, I mean that's fireworks, because the tribe doesn't have. Youth programs, there hasn't been a request, so that if youth and elder, I would exempt. The snowmobile club obviously does it. The Indian Bowl just did it. Tourism advertising would be Brian. So I would just send them letters and say, hey, we are meeting on the budget. You, the board is requesting your presence to come and explain prior this year's funding and any future funding request. And I would put right in there a failure to no show.
Yeah.
Right.
It will
be removed from the budget.
Will be taken as the funding is not needed. You know, that the board is getting, you know, requests that the outside entities come here.
Right.
So if you don't want to show up, then maybe you don't get the 10 grand.
Great. I can do that.
It could be an email.
Email, letter, however, just that, so that they get it and acknowledge it. I want to do the phone calls because if it's not writing, it didn't happen.
If you don't send them a letter and they don't respond, or they will respond when they don't get the money. And then the next year they'll show up ahead of time.
What about the hatchery? Is that a signed contract now for next year?
That is for this year.
Okay.
Typically what they do is they'll let you know the amounts, but then Wayne comes in with his...
Right, like in June.
Yeah, and he comes in with his report
right.
of where it's going.
Right.
You know, it's kind of a flip side for them.
How it happens to the list.
Hands off to Wayne, he's the only person that comes in.
And it's a pretty complete report.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Pretty good deal on that too. Someday, when we stop bleeding money, we...
I'd like to get more over there, especially to help feed.
Yeah.
That's huge. Jim?
Is the dog, what's happening in the dog shelter? I haven't heard anything about that for quite a while. That's still in the offing? Do we have money in there for the dog shelter?
I think that's...
Not in our general fund.
Not, no. And even in the ARPA, right now with circumstances, we are trying to have to pull back on some things that we discussed before.
Okay, it's just not in the plans at this time, okay.
We'll follow up on these things and then I'll schedule another workshop here in a couple of weeks. We should be a lot more complete by that time.
Do you want these people coming in the next one or the one after?
I would say...
I would say the next one.
The next one.
So...
If somebody can't make it for...
You're deciding so excited to put that in the letter.
Yeah.
So I would say the next one and or the next one that they have two different dates. One of the two dates they have to be here.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can look at a calendar and see what dates we, you know, we can do it and then let you guys know to see if you're available. All right, at this time, we'll, Lackawanna Town Board will hold a special town board meeting August 9th, 2023, immediately following the budget workshop, which is at 1:27. Call the meeting to order. Members of the